time for Perf Bites.
What the f*** is Perf Bites? The fourth square meal in a day. Simple like Perf Bites. Waffles, microwave ready. Blah, 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 blah. Add nutritional value to your brain.
It's time for Perf Bites with your hosts, Mark Tomlinson and James Pulley.
Perf Bites.
Whatever. Mark!
James!
So, everybody, welcome back to the third section of the July 4th edition of Perf Bites Live.
Part 3.
Part 3, the cheese course.
The cheese course. Exactly. We're honored to have a couple of extra guests continuing with us. Greg Kudas. I wouldn't call him the grandfather. You're just the father of Windows Update, right? The founder. Those of you out there...
I have to look at him from a distance.
You do?
Yeah.
You weren't close then?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
But what was it? What did he have, emotional difficulties? Was he closed off? Something...
Had a problem with one of the parents.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's best he doesn't know.
Family issues. Could
His
be
dad
abuse.
Is.
Probably some sort of abuse.
Could be.
Yeah. Maybe someone forced him to program in Pascal.
Who?
That's esoteric.
Well, I mean, it's evil, right? Begin, end, begin, end, begin, end, begin, and like, you have to fit within that?
I had to give him up when he was a baby.
I understand. That's awful. And Ernie, we just met?
Yes.
Yes? I didn't catch your last name. Would you like to introduce
Ernie
yourself?
Mitchell.
Ernie Mitchell, welcome to Perf Bites. This is, James, you want to introduce Ernie?
Yes. Mr. Mitchell is a college buddy of mine from Furman University.
Yes.
So we've known each other... Let's see, we met freshman year, winter term, so this would have been 1987.
January.
Ooh. It was cold.
It was very cold.
Yes. And we had a rather interesting professor who had just gone through a divorce, was wearing lots of red, and I think...
As we are.
Yeah, as we are today. And
we both are going through a divorce?
No, she had been going through a divorce, and I don't think she was very...
I'm wearing red.
Oh, yeah, you're wearing red. So we're all wearing red.
Ernie, I don't want to be left out.
Sorry, Mark. Dude. It's unanimous.
Well, except that our professor, I don't think, really cared too much for the masculine of the species at that point.
It was a temporary situation.
Yeah, really? It could have been.
She ended up marrying another professor there.
Sort of a work affair kind of thing.
You know, proximity effect.
Sort of.
That's interesting.
Yes, but yes, you're correct. At that time, she was a... Y chromosome hater.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, and we had the fortune or misfortune to be in that class.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Ernie, welcome to Perf Bites. This is, and not even more so than perhaps Greg, who still works in kind of tech industry, right?
Yes.
Yes, I mean, very much so. What do you do? Maybe you want to introduce yourself. What's your acumen and your profession and what do you enjoy about life?
With respect to you all, Ernie Mitchell, ignorant consumer.
Ignorant consumer
yes.
of technology?
Yes.
Oh, he can answer lots of questions for us. Like, how slow is too slow on a website?
Look at the ignorant stance.
When would you leave the website to go to another website?
Like, F this thing, I'm not listening. I'm not, go on, forget it.
Well, I'm a patient ignorant consumer, so I'd say 5 minutes.
Oh, my.
Or maybe even 15 if I were really trying to get at the content. Is that a long time?
Minutes?
Yes. Am I not?
Ernie, do you still have dial-up?
I think I have all the gadgets that could accommodate that, but no.
Okay.
Rest a wee bit.
I've got an AOL CD I can give you.
Oh, you know, I have one in my trunk.
Okay.
My car's been there since I moved from Florida years ago. I do.
And I will point out that both Ernie and I were in the business program at Furman, so while he may claim not to know at this point, he is he has a high degree of acumen in financial items.
Good. So you think like a business person and a consumer.
Yes.
Excellent. Very excellent. So you'd actually be really good as an advisor to people on the other side of the equation from the audience that listens to Perf Bites. We're all techie performance people, and we think CPU, disk, memory, network, and all this system stuff. We have a hard time translating to the real world what that means.
But what I found really interesting is your comment during the break about your perspective on our show, which was kind of a Prairie Home Companion gone bad.
Or kind of gone nasty, maybe? A little weird.
Such fun. Why do we have to go in that direction?
No, that's okay.
It's a totally good observation.
I'm completely comfortable with that.
Well, and then you tell me Mark's a native Minnesota, and it just
But I went through my bluegrass period. I'm like, I'm totally done with the whole Flat Scruggs, Jerry Douglas albums and kind of thing, right? I mean, that was all fine and good, but then I realized that's not for me. I'm sorry, I'm going back to rock and roll. I'm going back to metal a little bit with Michael Larson and Scott Moore.
Yeah, yeah.
So Scott's been posting stuff playing awesome rock guitar. I'm so happy to see him doing that. That's fantastic. Scott Moore is one of our famous listeners.
Contributors. But,
yeah.
We do appreciate that feedback, you know, because anything that we can do to parody something in a really bad way, I think is to our benefit.
As long as we don't do the Writer's Almanac thing, like the Performance Tester's Almanac. Back in 1443, there was a writer, James Earl something or other, who wrote a poem about, and there's some piano in the background, you know, kind of thing, and then, he's snoring. Or if we just have here's a singer that was at the recent folk festival of the such and such, such and such, it's going to play the mandolin backwards with one hand and here's a fictitious ad about oatmeal. We're not going to do that on Perf Bites. I'm not going to have fictitious ads. It's not going to happen. Just to remind everyone on the show that you can actually follow us on Spreaker.com, Spreaker.com/show/PerfBytes, or you can click on the thing on Facebook. There's a chat item at the bottom of the window in PerfBytes. You can actually chat us there. And pardon me, I'm actually sending out a few chats to people who... Ben Simo is still online. That guy does not have a life. I'm so sorry, Ben.
Well, I don't know, Ben, is it the scintillating conversation?
It could be the scintillating conversation. And this is the cheese course. Whoops. Oh, here, I brought up our own freaking thing here. Let me hang on a second here. That's kind of scary. The cheese course. Wait, I misspelled cheese. It's the Chez course. I don't... Maybe
That's okay, Mark.
We have been drinking. I'm going to have to change that later.
I think that goes right along with the rare scotch earlier.
It goes along
with
the rare scotch.
Yeah.
So it's the cheese, not the cheese course, which is fine. So, Ben, maybe you can follow us there as well. Of course, anyone can go to perfbytes.com and actually hit the refresh, and you'll get the live episode streaming live to your page, in your face, in your ears. And actually, in this one-hour episode, which will be part three of our 4th of July Perf Bites barbecue, where now we've had actually quite a bit to drink. I've had three different single malt scotches and almost an entire bottle of Belgian beer, and I'm doing fine.
And Mark, just to, you know...
And three helpings of barbecue, actually.
Just to mix things up a bit.
Yes.
Normally, I'm the guy that drives News of the Damned.
That's true.
We flipped a coin, and you're going to be driving today.
I'm going to be doing. Would you like to just jump in and do News of the Damned?
Yeah, let's give that a shot, and then we'll go on to the rest of the program.
All right, hang on a second here. Do me a favor and unplug that. There you go, and then.
Greetings, Perf Bites listeners. It's your old friend Satan here again, and I'm proud to introduce the News of the Damned.
There he is again.
Sorry, it's that sootiness.
There he is again, screaming because he was right in the middle of using a web page, and then poof, the system went away. Go ahead.
Yeah,
you have to be me introducing this.
Yeah, so everybody, welcome to the News of the Damned, where we talk about the challenges of screaming users.
Challenges. Or those souls in IT who have been lost to the evil dark forces in Mordor to do evil things. Like the IT department never got a phone call from the marketing department that said on Thursday we're going to launch a ticket sales and then pow, it dies.
Well, let's just say there's a lot of Gollum involved here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, evil things.
Yeah.
Well, James, I have to tell you, the first thing right off the bat, we're going to respond to something from our friends Trust IV, and that's Mahesh and Richard Bishop in the UK. And, of course, the UK, I can think of no other people I've met. My brother-in-law, actually step-brother-in-law, who is from the US but moved to the UK, follows Arsenal. And I went to an Arsenal game with him, a football game in the UK. And
no, that would be soccer to you and me.
It would be soccer to you and me and everyone else in the United States, but it's football. And it was pretty amazing to go see this game, but they are fanatics. In fact, both times I visit my brother-in-law, Jack, in the UK, we're hanging out, drinking Guinness and scotch and watching football. So it's the World Cup. And we covered a little bit in the last News of the Damned on the World Cup. But we've started kind of a buzz because now we have people on Twitter that are adding perf bites, and you and me even personally, to saying things like, hey, I bet News of the Damned is going to cover this. I wouldn't be surprised if Perf Bites News of the Damned doesn't cover this World Cup outage or yet another World Cup outage.
Well, the World Cup is such a small event. Why would we really cover things related to that?
Yeah. It's a huge event.
It only comes once a year, though.
That's true. And it's sort of like the NFL game when we see the ads for the Super Bowl coming in the States for football. Victoria's Secret, you know, took an outage and that kind of stuff. So in this case, now in the last News of the Damned, we actually covered, I think it was Sky Network, which actually had a local game or an early game from the World Cup where they had an outage on the streaming servers.
Yep.
Well, guess what? The same freaking thing. Frank Borland... of Borland Software, who, I guess what, they're a soap performer?
Now, is this like Philippe Kahn's renamed child or something?
No, I think it's a total pseudonym. But I have to say, Frank is actually a big supporter of us.
Oh, so, okay.
I mean, he's a good contributor to the performance industry, writes a blog. You can get to his blog at blog.borland.com, I think. And Frank's pretty cool in supporting us, but he's also saying, hey, I wrote a blog entry about this ITV player, ITV, which is interactive TV.
Yeah.
Trying to host worldwide a Brazilian match at the beginning of the World Cup. And just oddly, serendipitously, as he writes it, just as the Brazilian team sinks a goal right in the net, bam, their stream goes down. Big time.
Now, who were they playing, Mark?
I don't know. I don't really care because I'm American. I don't remember these things.
Yeah, good point.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, is it really? I mean, now I know who the Vikings are playing. I know who the Philly Eagles are playing. You know, I know who the Denver Broncos are playing in the States, you know, at any given time. That makes sense to me. But like strange people from foreign lands, like another planet, playing some weird game that's named the same but not named the same. It's the same name but not the same game. I'm really confused. And that's probably the same confusion that attacked the IT people, like in their brainal area, and they were unable to actually figure out how to build a website that would scale streaming.
So I have a question about this whole streaming environment thing.
Yeah.
And I admittedly, I haven't read Frank's blog. Was this a unicast or a multicast type item?
Well, that's the same thing you brought up on the last streaming outage with Sky, which is, you know, just people being stupid about unicast, multicast. I'm going to guess both Sky and ITV are not doing unicast because they're just too big to have made that mistake. I'm going to make an assumption. I think they're in a unicast situation where there's other parts of the site that are hosted simultaneously with the streaming. And if the other dynamic content takes out the site from a sockets or an infrastructure perspective, then The stream goes away as well.
Oh, so you're thinking like it's a cross-sell situation. You're watching Brazil. There's a server that says, oh, you're watching the stream. I'm going to attempt to sell you tickets to Ipanema or something like that.
Or it's got, you know, the Chrome around the frame for streaming. Like if you look at even YouTube, you got all this other stuff happening around the edge of the stream that's dynamic content. I'm wondering if they didn't separate sort of the web content from the streaming content to try to serve like, hey, World Cup, there's going to be thousands of people on these particular streams for the World Cup broadcasting in ITV. We're going to put them on dedicated servers and scale them out. That's I'm guessing that's what they did. But, you know, that's like any other site. They just
so actually, this is a good item to bring up, Mark, which is the least common or the least scalable item on your page,
right,
potentially impacting your entire site.
Yeah, we see this as static content that should just be on a static page versus dynamic content. Streaming is you could think of it as a form of dynamic content. There's no way, if you don't have a repeater infrastructure, there's no way to do a CDN for your streaming. I mean, those guys need repeaters in order to repeat the stream. And that's frame by frame repeated worldwide. So apparently these guys just were not expecting that. But once again, a huge event that you would know, Greg, you said it, every year comes once a year.
World Cup?
Christmas.
Yeah.
Easter.
Mm-hmm.
World Cup.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. 4th of July. We're on a holiday right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, right now, we should be worried about car dealers and mattress salespeople.
Car dealers.
That's true.
The tent is up. The sale is on. Exactly. Yeah. Or there's fireworks. People, think about all the people taking selfies with the fireworks in the background. I mean, if Ellen DeGeneres can crash everything, how come, you know, good old fireworks can't crash everything? That's just kind of crazy.
Because they don't have Brad Pitt in the background.
I'm going to say that's actually a one-to-many issue versus a many-to-many issue. So many-to-many would be many people taking selfies, broadcasting to many other people versus one person posting a selfie and then everyone attacking it before it can distribute in the CDN. That was the Ellen selfie and the Ricky Gervais dog selfie issue.
Good point.
All right. Number two, any of you guys into pop music?
All I know is that Katy Perry is going to get me some balloons for my birthday.
I don't think that's right.
I have to second that.
You have a second? You're not getting...
I second your thought that Katy Perry is not getting James balloons.
Yeah, that, James...
I heard that someplace.
Yeah. Ernie, what do you listen to? Anything?
70s, 80s.
Yeah, 70s, 80s, yeah, man. Like some old...
That's pop. It was pop.
It was. It's pop music, but of a different era. I'm with you, Greg.
If Casey Kasem didn't play it, you don't listen to it.
Keep your feet on the ground.
Mostly
stars.
Yeah.
Mostly rock, traditional.
Really, kind of classic rock. 70s rock, 80s rock.
What was the new stuff called? New rock.
New rock. Right. So One Direction. Anyone know that site? I don't freaking know that site.
No.
I don't listen to those guys at all. No. One Direction, total pop, totally hip. Right? Apparently, they did a bargain basement price for tickets to a show in Italy. Italy, of course, they're probably feeling very compassionate about the economy in Italy. Right? Thinking, oh, hey, guys, you know, we're gonna sort of lower the price. You've had some hardship here in Italy. There's quite a depression going on. And, you know, so we want to appeal to the kids that, you know, are working, you know, have no money. And so $13 equivalent in Italy. They put the tickets on sale. James, what do you think happened?
I think the dragons flew overhead and burned the site down.
It's a good title for an album, I think.
A melodramatic album.
Yeah, dragons overhead burn the site down. Or is burn the site down really the B-side?
Each of the dragons represents about 400,000 fans probably trying to get to the site to buy a $13 ticket.
Now, that's more like it, actually. So this is something, you know, there are times when we've looked at accidents in pricing, right? We've looked at, like, airlines that accidentally screw up their catalog and solve it. Oh, it's a $1 sale. But recently it was something in India Air, one of the...
Yeah, that it was an intentional pricing. 1 rupee fare or something
and
like that.
And this one, again, these guys, you know, as giving as they are, thank you, friends, someone in the marketing department, promotion department, did not call up and say, hey, guess what? One Direction is going to do this great thing and really slash the prices on the tickets in Italy so that everyone can come to the show. You guys in the IT department, you know those tech geeks that we never talk to? Yeah, you should be ready for this. No one in IT... freaking had a clue that this was going to happen, and whammo, the website goes down. So this is failure to scale, point load, known, they knew it was coming, and somebody didn't pick up the phone.
So this is really a catastrophic process, a catastrophic failure of the process.
I wouldn't even say that. I think we're looking at human selection by class, the people who are close to the star. I'm in a little fandom. I'm in the inner circle of them. I'm going to help you be promotion. You're going to be a star. I'm your helper. And he's like, oh, yeah, we should do that. We should totally cut the slashes in Italy. We want to do great with the Italy kids, and that is going to be awesome. And then they're like, I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to make that happen for you, One Direction. You're the best. And that sort of freaking, what do you call that?
Sycophantish.
Yeah, sycophantish crap. Yeah. What they don't do is, you know, those underlings who are there in the IT department or the third party, to your point, Greg, I'll say, there's some little company out there who's like, hey, why don't you call me and tell me that you're going to have a disload? Huh? I'm in Italy. I run your website. You don't have to call me. I'm just the one guy. I got the one page. It's a static page. Why don't you have me? I put your site on the Rackspace. It goes worldwide. You'll be fine. You know? But you don't have to call me. How come your little foo-foo-ness, you wear whatever it is you're wearing, and you never call me, your little, what's the matter with you, huh? That's the Italian website operator who never got the call.
Well, you can see this yourself, Mark.
I did.
Just put One Direction in the name of the podcast, and you'll probably get some server load.
I might get some server load. That might be right.
You know, that's an excellent thought. You know, we should do that.
Right. So our heart goes out to whoever is the website operator for One Direction because they just got hammered with ticket sales. And again, don't be confused. Behind the scenes is Paul Allen and Ticketmaster. So they're going to come up later in the news of the damn, but we can move to number three if you'd like.
Go for it, Mark. Mm.
I had to take a sip of Belgian beer. Having beer on the 4th of July is very nice. I will say that here on the Cheese Course, nobody has talked in the chat here whatsoever. I'll just post a little hi, guys, there for the fun of it. All right. Number three. I'm just going to read this verbatim because it's so good. Despite thousands lining up for the Edmonton Folk Festival tickets Saturday, this is back in June, middle of June, and the festival's website crashing due to high volume, there are still some tickets available for the event. So we crashed,
so
but there's still tickets available.
How do I get a ticket if the website crashed?
Here you go. On Sunday morning, representatives with the festival said there are four-day passes and some Friday single-day tickets still up for grabs. We still want you to buy these tickets, James. Saturday morning, over 2,300 music enthusiasts lined up at the TELUS Field, TELUS, famous telecommunications company that understands networking and probably understands point load, did not do anything to help their friends in the Edmonton Folks Festival to understand how to build a system that was scale enough to purchase 2,300 music tickets in person, and a lottery was then held to determine the order of purchasing. Now, this is the first story I've ever heard where somebody actually had to kind of clean up after their own mess and come up with a lottery.
So
they've never heard this before.
Well, you know, they are in the Commonwealth or in Edmonton. So they need to introduce a queue in order to move the people through the system.
I don't know. Did the UK, did the Great Britain queuing culture make its way all the way over to Edmonton?
Oh, yes.
Did it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't have the same accent, though. Eh?
Yes, but they still use in odd words.
Boy, you're trying to cut a line there,
like color.
Move back to the back of the line, eh?
Stuff like that.
That's exactly right.
About right.
Right. So, since these 2,300 music enthusiasts were lined up during this lottery process, one should keep in mind, quote-unquote, since tickets have only been available through Ticketmaster. Ba-ba-bum-bum. I'm going to add that in there. Dragnet. Dragnet, through our investigative journalism, we are going to find that all of these UK outages, and even the people in Canada that inherited their culture from the great, from the crown, there's a crown and a crown, you know. Ticketmaster. Ticketmaster.
So are you suggesting that they have an official charter from the Queen? For the Commonwealth?
I understand that they may have an official charter from Satan himself, who introduces News of the Damned. Hey, Ticketmaster. I think we're going to do a show just about... I'm going to do a thing about Ticketmaster.
See, this is where I get
Paul
really...
Allen talking to Satan.
See, this is where I get really confused. Because you have Ticketmaster able to sell out Cowboy Stadium in 5 minutes.
And they do it without... without skipping a beat.
Exactly.
Done.
And then you have Ticketmaster allied to another event where it's going down. I think I know someone who can help us answer that question.
Yes, who?
There's a gentleman by the name of Rich Hale. He's a performance engineer.
Oh, I know Rich.
In the Southern California area. He's done some work. I'm not saying he's done some work for Ticketmaster, but he's done some work
around
Ticketmaster, yeah. Around the space. Yeah. And I think there are some things that happen inside of these ticket companies. So for like the big events, you have high degree of structure. And I'm going to sell out Cowboy Stadium.
And let's just
for the little events.
Just potentially, let's imagine that Ticketmaster has their main data centers, which are high cost to the company.
Yep.
And they're sitting on the backbone, potentially in that, what is it? I think it's a Marriott Tower. Or it's a Sheraton, I think, right on the line, right in downtown Seattle, right on the trunk.
Yeah.
They probably put all of their servers right in there to do all their transactions.
The big data hotel in downtown
Seattle. If you're the B tier or a C tier, Edmonton Folks Festival, you think they rank like with the World Cup or the Super Bowl or anything? No.
Well, I know that a lot of these smaller venues have the ability to do a lot of their self-design using the Ticketmaster system or other ticket vendor system. So there are a lot of bad things that they can do that we're aware of that could actually wind up with the site going down. So we may have an infrastructure and a responsibility issue at play, but I think we should schedule Rich for a future broadcast.
That would be great. Now, we haven't heard much from Greg or from Ernie. What are your thoughts? Let's take the consumer perspective. You purchase tickets online. What do you expect?
I expect the Cowboy treatment, the Dallas Cowboys treatment, and the annual World Cup treatment, not the Edmonton. But see whatever festival you are talking about.
It should work.
Just the Edmonton Folk Festival.
Folk.
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask you something that I know every one of our listeners would love to know. If you're to click through that process... Should there be any step in that process that sits and spins?
Probably not. Optimally, no, but, you know, it's going to happen in half the cases when you buy something.
But see, so you expect that you're ready for it to be sucky.
Oh, well, sucky? You guys are tough. Yes, I guess I am ready for it to be sucky.
Yeah.
And it's great.
You can use a more offensive word if you really want to.
No, we're live. We want to obey the FCC.
Like we had sucky power in the dorms.
Oh. You had sucky power.
Well, no, you lived at your parents' house the first term or so.
Exactly. He threw parties, didn't he?
No.
I'm sorry to hear that.
No.
Was James Sr. not? Was it James Sr.? No.
Well, my dad?
You're a junior, aren't you?
I'm a third.
You're a third?
Yeah.
Yeah. He wasn't okay with you throwing parties at the house?
No, my brother kind of threw more of the parties at the house. That's a much longer story.
He still does.
He's much better now.
Okay. Yeah. All right, very good. All right, so you would just expect the frickin' thing to work, right?
Yes.
Greg, what's your thoughts on this?
Well, maybe it's karma because I think they introduce a delay while they're searching for your tickets. So I think there might be gamesmanship
injected here.
Yeah, I believe so. So it'd be hard to tell whether they're crashed or just playing with you. How long does it take for them to know if that seat's available?
If they can do it for other sites on the same architecture and it happens, scales well, and everything's great, then why is there something happening at the Tier 2, Tier 3? They have to make it an artificially screwed up system.
Well, that's the allegation.
Yeah, it's the allegation. I'm going to go with the allegation. I like that.
I think it's the audio files that are playing in the background on the website.
Right, so that's good. So here's the point. Now, we're looking at the ranking, and the UK is still in the lead in terms of ticket site outages. Here's one for Canada.
Yep. We've had a couple for Canada.
But that's like Canada times two. Exactly. But we're going to put Ticketmaster on the suspect list, and I think maybe we introduce the Law and Order from now until the end of the year. We're going to try to see if Ticketmaster is behind all of these companies to see if they're actually... Because there's a Ticketmaster UK division.
I think there's an easy way to tell if you were to go and view the source. There's probably some tags in there that'll tell us.
And we'll just see if they're the same.
Yeah.
All right.
So we can all agree that James's queue is better than Canada's and the UK's queue. Or their queues. Sorry.
There you go. James's...
I got it.
Q. Excellent, Ernie. Very good. All right, number four. We are not smoking marijuana today. I just want everyone to know that. We're kind of sticking to the simple beers, you know, single malt scotch kind of stuff. But in Colorado, apparently people... there's two unrelated things. One thing is the fact that the DMV site, there's a new law that's been passed about a year ago that's took in enforcement here in January when it live, and where non-U.S. citizens, so people that are in a pending status, this could be H-1Bs, this could be anyone that's come as a migrant worker, and there's plenty of migrant workers that came up through sort of Mexico and Texas, went up the Front Range, and a lot of them worked from Mexico.
I don't understand, Mark, because if you have a visa, you can get a driver's license.
Apparently, there's some sort of loophole here where in Colorado, previously, you wouldn't get an actual driver's license. You would get like the equivalent of a state ID. You couldn't get an actual permission to drive a vehicle. And they overturned that. And so now you're able to get a vehicle because I imagine you wanted to allow these employees to drive a vehicle to transport whatever goods you're doing and do what you're doing. Wyoming, not a problem. You know, drive whatever you want. Mostly because there's no one there to run over anyway. Right? I mean, you might hit an antelope or something, but...
Or a windmill.
I mean, there's nothing in. Run over a sagebrush. Who cares? In Colorado, the state's division of the motor vehicles started issuing licenses in August. They'll begin issuing those licenses, but, of course, in January, you can start signing up for appointments to arrive and schedule your appointment in August... In Denver, Aurora, Fort Collins, and several of the states.
So as offices. We get closer and closer to August.
More and more scheduling. And to be honest with you, the state's motor vehicle website was now averaging 70,000 hits per hour. So if you do the math, divide that roughly by 3,000, you know, 70 by 3, you're looking at, you know, maybe 2,000 hits per minute. If you divide that by, no, by per second, if you divide by 3,000, you're talking a healthy amount.
So is the press doing the same general rule of confusing hits with users in this case?
Yeah, just as much as I am under the influence of a good Belgian beer. But I will say that the site was designed, as they state very clearly, one thing I'll give them a plus for just disclosing so much information about their system. They usually handle about 8,000 hits per hour, and they're going to 70,000. So there's almost 10x the volume to sign up for these appointments. And only 800 of those appointments made it through. And they're still pending all of these things. But we have a person named Barbara Broll, who's the executive director of the Colorado Department of Revenue, which, this is interesting. There is clearly a great deal of interest in the community to obtain these services. Seems like a very generic response. But why the Department of Revenue? Why isn't it an IT person in DMV saying, yeah, they didn't call us and tell us that this date was going to happen like a year ago, And we put in the budget to buy these six other servers to handle this load. But, you know, they denied the budget. They didn't really understand. And we didn't get the hardware. And we get permission to go to the cloud. And then, of course, we passed legally their permission to start smoking pot a few months ago. So the guys in the IT department said, screw you, Barbara. You didn't give us the money to go build the systems. I'm just going to light up. I'm just going to go smoke a bong and let the site crash. And that's the future of America right there. Smoke a bong, let the site crash.
Mark, I have to tell you, I've worked for a number of software companies. Friday afternoons, there have been a number of them where I have gone in to see developers, and there's been this purple haze floating over the cubicle farm. Yeah,
if you went in about 4:30, absolutely, right? 4:15, no one's in the office.
4:20, all the time.
Greg, I knew I could rely on you to jump on that. You're a glutton for punishment. It's a beautiful thing. So that's the news of the damned in Colorado. If you want to get a driver's license, good luck, guys. You can't schedule your appointment. So, again, they knew this was coming to almost a year in advance when the law was passed so they could do this, and nobody did nothing. And why not just smoke a bong and let the site crash? I think that's the undertitle, the subtitle for News of the Dam. News of the Dam, Perf Bites News of the Dam, quote-unquote, smoke a bong, let the site crash. Because that's what Satan wants you to do. Satan wants you to just give up on yourself as much as, you know, everything should just... Satan just wants you to give up and punish the world because, you know, I tried six different ways to solve a performance problem and nobody gets it, so screw it. I'm just going to... Yeah, I'm going to move to Colorado, smoke a bong, and let the website crash.
Satan wants to tickle you.
Or, as Ernie says, Satan wants to tickle you. Tickle, tickle, tickle. Very good. Exactly. That is news of the damned. And all right, James. We've covered news of the damned.
Yeah, so
what do you think? Did I do an okay job? You normally do News of the Damned.
You do.
You do a marvelous job at it. I really think you do. And I tried to do it in your style, but it's not the same.
I think you did a great job.
All right, very good.
Yeah. Next year it'll be Greg's turn.
Greg, it was very interesting. Greg, what do you got going there?
Just a sound meter.
Greg is running a sound meter.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, so...
I'm hoping we're clocking in at about 78 decibels.
We're doing fine. I see the meters here. We're hardly touching the red, you know, so we're good. So for the remainder of this, we have maybe 20 minutes left or so on part three. It's a three-hour... Greg just rolls his eyes.
Yeah, I never associated...
Why the hell are we doing this? You guys are so boring.
It's like I came for the barbecue, and I can't leave until this is over because I am socially compelled not to be rude that way.
Yeah, that's
We'd like you to be socially compelled to be awesome and just be enjoy yourself. That's actually what we're inviting you to do.
Thank you.
Because I like you, and I'm glad to see you. And St. Ernie, we just met. And I already like you.
You're fun as hell.
Any thoughts so far? That Ernie has just joined us from the consumer perspective on Perf Bites. What do you think so far?
No, after the last half hour, I'm really craving, I don't know, Ann Coulter bringing us a pepperoni or something between the annual World Cup and, you know.
Ann Coulter bringing us a pepperoni.
Well, Mark's wonderful impersonation of a frustrated technical Italian.
Now, do you mean pepperoni as an intact stick of pepperoni or a slice up ready to serve?
Or like a pepperoni pizza.
No,
that
like
always slice. Works. Yeah. That always works.
He meant Italian.
Yeah.
For those of you that did not hear Mark's hands flapping.
It's very hard to
hear. Yeah, yes, Mark was definitely video bloggers speaking
here.
Italian.
That's for sure. Yeah. But our listeners will appreciate the idea that you're making a cultural reference in the... But Ann Coulter, I wonder if she's ever been to Italy. She's kind of a xenophobe, isn't she?
She's like she's a grenade thrower.
Yeah,
and she had a grenade blow up in her hands this last couple weeks.
And not the first time, but
but
at least you know what, she takes the risk.
Yep.
Let's you know what, there's the, on the opposite side of the spectrum.
And we've bombed on News of the Dams before. I'm thinking Joanne Rohrbach and
don't we will start laughing. But think from on the opposite side of the spectrum from Ann Coulter, from a sort of sensationalist, you have Jamie, what's his name, from Citizen Radio, liberal progressive, opposite, a flamethrower. And one of the things he says in the end of his podcast is F shit up. Why did I say F when I'm going to, I mean, it's explicit language anyway. I'm going to have to beep that at the end. So he's like specifically saying, go out there and be a flamethrower. Go out and blow shit up, right? So.
Well, you look at David Letterman as well. You know, Letterman occasionally bombs. And what he does is what he bombs on, he comes back and he hammers it all the way through the show until he gets at least a sympathy laugh out of it.
Exactly.
And then he goes on. So it's just a question of the numbers. But you're right. Ann Coulter, throwing pepperonis around, you know, that's kind of a, you know, an interesting laughable reference, I think.
All right. So shout out to Frank_Borland on the News of the Damned, who is at the top of the show. And Borland's a major corporation, major company, major mover in IT space. And Frank is always, he's pinged me, he's pinged PerfBytes, so we appreciate his support. Wrote a great blog on the ITV stuff, so just we'll do a double down on the shout out to Mr. Borland. Mr. Borland, if he's even...
I don't
think he's a real person. I mean, I want to believe he's a real person, but I don't think he's a real person.
And Mahesh and Richard at Trust IT.
Well, Mahesh and Richard. Richard gave this awesome thing in the UK special report. And, you know, he should call the guy up. If you're in the UK and you're doing a ticket sales site, there are people standing right there in Manchester and right there in Cambridge
and Richard,
who will walk down and help you. Guys, let's get this right.
As I understand it, there's a direct flight from Charlotte to Manchester this time of year.
Well, we'll work on the future conference stuff. Now, we have... let's officially shift gears here, right? We've already talked about rare scotches in part three of the Perf Bites Barbecue Part 3, 4th of July Festival, right?
Yeah.
Anything new to recommend? Because I'm ready to switch back to scotch. I've had a Belgian beer just to kind of break things down and keep it randomized.
Well, Mark, you've brought a wonderful 25-year-old Talisker.
I'll do it on the air. I'll open it up.
Sure. All right. Go ahead and crack it open.
You guys have a conversation. I'll get that going.
So, you know, these live podcasts for us are just kind of a wild mix of all over the place. Now, Ernie, this is your first barbecue you've been to at my place where I've actually prepared the barbecue. And isn't it?
Second? It was just a duet.
What did you have last night? Did you have whole pork?
Yes.
Did we?
It was the first time I visited, right after we turned a certain age.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
30, I believe.
30?
Yeah. Work with me.
Oh, well, I wasn't in this house. Okay, 30. Sure. 30, sure. Okay.
I just turned 29 myself.
Oh, you look great. It sounds like we're having celebrating moments of your lives.
Sure, sure. So, you know, what would you add to the barbecue next year? I mean, we've got slaw, we got beans, we've got happy pig. We have the cheese course, which is kind of unique.
We haven't even talked about the cheese course yet.
That's true. We haven't talked about the cheese course. Mark, you had some cheese with your beer.
Well, all right. I'll tell you, I'm totally biased from last year.
Yeah.
Because is it a raspberry, blueberry?
There's a cranberry cheddar in there.
Cranberry cheddar.
Which I think the blueberry one that we had last year is probably a little better.
Yeah.
And we have a blue cheese. We have a horseradish cheddar. We have a Swiss. And then we have a 5-year aged sharp cheddar.
Yeah. So, Well, I like the berry infused, but I'm also a big blue cheese fan. So I didn't have the blue cheese. We all have some, but I'm getting ready on the Talisker 25.
Yeah, and I just want to say that to support local industries in the Carolinas, I did try to seek out a block of Clemson University blue cheese. They have their own cheese cave. They have own dairy culture there at Clemson University. I was not able to find that, but yet I could find Maytag blue cheese from Wisconsin. So go figure that one out. But if you're a listener out there and you're looking for different types of blue cheese, if you ask your local cheese monger for Clemson blue cheese and see if they can get that for you.
All right. Let's try this. All right. I'm pouring the 25-year Talisker in the rare scotch column.
Over a set of whiskey stones.
Over a set of whiskey stones. Thank you very much. It's actually more than the door prizes or the Star Trek glasses. If you come to multiple Perf Bite events, you might be lucky enough to have us give you not only a pair of awesome Perf Bite shoes and maybe a cool F waffles. Yeah, you haven't seen these?
No.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, we do have to have to draw for a door prize here at the end.
I don't want to draw that. But, sorry. You're right there. Okay, I'm back. Sorry, I was just down in the
bottom. So you had poured a little bit of the 25-year-old.
Sorry, 25-year-old Talisker. Oh, that's smooth.
We pause while Mark considers the essence of the Talisker.
I would say the essence only because it was like fumes going up my nose. Exactly. I like this. This is quite good. You know, Perf Bites started in an IHOP and quickly became whatever it is you and I were as people.
That's frightening.
Isn't it? I mean, like, I'm not really into pancakes. But, you know, IHOP's pretty consistent food if you're a traveling consultant. You know, you just give me breakfast, give me some coffee and eggs and, you know.
Yeah.
And good people, you know.
You got your cheesy omelet.
You got your cheesy omelet. You're good to go. And they're nice folks. You know, everything's fine.
Yeah.
So we'll be celebrating 3 years or two? Would it be 2 years?
2 years this fall.
2 years in October this fall. And we'll probably have close to 60-some episodes. So I'm going to take a sip of the 25-year Talisker, which is homage to Scott Moore, where I got this bottle, out of his collection. I'm sure he's had another bottle, and he tasted it, so he knows exactly what I'm tasting. But, so very good. Be very nice. There you have it. Now, the next thing on the list, we've talked. Do we talk about scintillating conversation? Have we been having a scintillating conversation?
Well, given that Greg is still here and he hasn't departed, I have to turn to our external auditors in this case for have we engaged in scintillating conversation?
Have we?
Mr. Mitchell?
Sure.
Are you just agreeing out of kindness?
No, that was affirmative. I mean,
okay.
We are having scintillating conversation. You all are witty as heck.
Witty? Mm-hmm. Are the topics interesting?
They are.
Why?
I mean, I'm applying what you've said to stuff that I've had to deal with the last week when I was trying to change vendors.
That's good. Oh, yeah. Amazing. What is that?
It's
a
horseradish, right?
Horseradish?
Is there horseradish?
Yeah, there's a horseradish cheddar in there.
Totally interrupting you with it.
I was the one that introduced
exactly.
I'm gonna call it a cheese elation. Like elation cheese elation.
That's the best cheese on there.
Oh, well, that's good to
know. I'm usually a sweets kind
of
guy.
I haven't had any of it yet.
Wow. It's spicier than the barbecue.
Well, post up.
Oh, we've got another half block.
You need some
fridge.
Cheese. Yeah. You know, it's not binding. It's good for you. You know, it's fine. You can always, if you don't have yogurt in the morning, you'll have a good dad, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so auditor number one, Mr. Mitchell, has said that we have engaged in scintillating conversation.
What is the hell's the definition of scintillating?
Glad you went first.
Gosh.
But seriously, what is scintillating? It's different than titillating. Titillating would be a little bit arousing in a different way, right?
For hornier people, perhaps.
Yeah.
That don't get it.
Yeah.
Scintillating.
Like what's maybe more intellectual, maybe analytical.
Engaging, dynamic.
I'm going to look it up.
Roger when you need him. Was that scintillating? Roger's the song.
Scintillating, sparkling.
Excitingly clever or skillful.
Yes, I got brilliantly and excitingly clever or sparkling or shining brightly.
See, that's a natural progression. I said you all were.
Hey, Mark.
You're obviously intelligent, so yes, it's scintillating.
Scintillating.
We're bright and shiny.
Well, you are.
I felt like he doesn't have any. You made me prove beyond sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did, there you go. I think.
Yeah.
No, I'm not really shiny today because I didn't take the random orbital and polish the
noggin.
No, and
you could polish that dome till it just, yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose you get a burn sometimes. You really got to worry about a hat or some, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Put on a treatment. Yeah.
I noticed about 15 minutes ago, for obviously everyone who can't see, there's definitely a follically challenged side of the table. There is.
Yes, yes. The Furman graduates here just want to make our note in protest of when we go to the barber, if in fact when we ever go to the barber, we have to pay the same rate as these follically enhanced gentlemen on the other side of the table.
It's
not fair.
No, it is fair. There's more E&O involved in that racket.
Yeah, but also think about the fact that there's sort of a testosterone-related issue, right? So if you have high testosterone levels late in life, you're more likely to run into hair loss, baldness, all these other kind of strange things. So, you know, we're just hanging on the low T side of the house. Things are cool. You know, everything's fine.
Hey, Mark, they have a pill for that now.
That was beyond diplomacy. Yeah, we just don't have hair. We knew that. Well, we knew about the testosterone thing, but we still don't have hair.
Oh, sorry about that. But you guys are in now. If you think about it, like all these moneyed guys that are like running companies and running the show and, moved to Greenwich, Connecticut and like, I got my freaking $40,000 sports car and my bald head and life is good.
Is bragging on a $40,000 sports car?
$400,000 sports car. Sorry, man. Okay, it's one digit off. I mean, give me a break. Exactly. I don't know what I'm talking
about. And Mark, going back to the cheese course once again, I mean, you were hit with it just a moment ago.
Cheese is living. I don't know if you know that.
Yes.
It is a living... It's one of the... People think about, like, eating sushi. It's dead fish, right? But they still get grossed out by sushi. But they'll eat cheese. Cheese is alive. As you eat it. I don't know if you know
It's like broccoli in that sense.
Broccoli is still growing.
Broccoli has
you're eating it.
Broccoli has a nervous system.
Yeah, exactly.
So for all of those vegetarians out there, do you know how long it takes broccoli to run away from you? Generations.
Like 100,000 years.
Yeah. Run over that hill? Years.
You could hardly call it running.
I gotta go.
Yeah. But this is what makes part three the most savory, mentioning cheese and broccoli. This has absolutely nothing to do with performance.
And the 25-year-old Talisker. If you wouldn't mind pouring me out.
You want me to get you a rock or not?
No.
All right. He's going naked. There we go. James, 25-year-old Talisker. He's had the 775th year. Cheers to Perk Bites.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, guys. We're arriving close to the final hour here, so I'm going to fire up the outro music. And, James, we're just going to have to wing it at this point. Right? See if that's there. Yeah. So there's I think there's some outro music going. It seems like there is. Well, Perf Bites listeners, it's been a long, nearly probably more than 3 hours of information that we've shared with you. And so this is really the closing of multiple episodes. My thanks to Greg and Ernie for joining us in the later episodes. Thanks to James for jumping in, and Ben Simo for jumping in on the Performance Manifesto. I think we really launched something there. And of course, I'll say thanks to every Perf Bites listener who's probably going to tune into this and say, oh my God, I got 3 hours worth of Perf Bites mayhem to listen to. And it's got weird. There's cheese and broccoli and scotch and art and tacos and door prizes and blackberries and Wookiees. Wait a minute, Chewbacca is not. Where's Chewbacca? That's very scary.
He's gone to hide. I think he's had a little bit too much to drink.
After the manifesto, yeah. I think he's had too much to drink. He started on the tequila really early.
Well, he got tequila, he went to scotch, and then we saw him with vodka.
I know.
You know, he's had a lot.
He's way ahead of us. And most importantly, I will say my thanks to James for having me down here again in the 4th of July in the barbecue. If we're going to let you know next year what the plan is for the Perf Bites conference. Somewhere, somehow, we're going to do the same thing again. In some way, shape, or form. So yeah, very awesome.
Thank you all for coming to my house for barbecue today.
Yes.
On our nation's birthday. It's something, you know, we should all endeavor to be as revolutionary and have our progeny be as successful several centuries down the line, in a sense.
Yes.
Thank you, Mom, for listening to the show. I know we have at least one listener, and Ben Simo. Ben, thank you for tuning in.
And there's Ashwin and Ben and Reddy. I mean, we had tons of folks online.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So thank you for taking time out of your 4th of July planning and events to listen to our show today. It's very much appreciated.
Now, who's officially powering our show?
Today's show is officially powered by Vinegar.
Vinegar?
Vinegar.
So vinegar is...
It's an acid.
Part of the barbecue, it's an acid.
It can be used to make a battery.
You know what I learned recently? You can use white wine vinegar to actually dilute. If you have a house that would have had a fire with like smoke damage,
yeah,
you can actually use vinegar to wash the walls. And it actually completely erases the smell of the smoke.
Yeah, and you can buy like cleaning vinegar for cleaning windows and things of that nature.
Right.
And if you have ever watched any of the, you know, ancient alien shows on TV, they show how to make an ancient battery using wine as the source, or wine vinegar as
wine,
the source.
Wine, which was created from water by Jesus.
No, I think it was available in advance of that event.
Oh.
But he just happened, you know, they ran out at a party or something.
Oh, so you're saying he didn't really have the power? He just, like, showed up at the right time and people said, hey, where'd the wine come from? Man, look at that long-haired guy. That was it?
No, it was more complex.
All right, I understand.
We'll have to talk about it with you later.
No, please. Please do not talk with me about it. I saw the Book of Mormon. I know what I need to know from the Book of Arnold. And, of course, keep in mind that all of the contents of this Perf Bites episode and every Perf Bites episode is copyrighted and protected, not only because James and I want to make millions of dollars off of all of the content, but to be honest, you know, we kind of do this stuff out of the goodness of our heart, so we want it to be distributed as part of the Creative Commons, with attribution and no derivatives. So you can share this on your podcast site as you wish. Just keep it intact and give us a little bit of credit for the fact that we were the brains behind sharing the information. That's all we ask.
And please thank my mother as well.
And thank James's mom and my wife, the sexy Irish voice of Perf Bites, who is always behind what we do. Thanks a lot for listening to Perf Bites. Special thanks to Flood.io and Cubic Load Pack for supporting us as sponsors, and we'll see you on the next Perf Bites.
Have a great day, everyone.